Hey everybody, Daniel Gregory. Thanks for tuning in to this episode of The Perceptive Photographer. So I've been thinking a lot today about what would really make for interesting photographs. Like really, what is it about my own work when I look back that I think, wow, that was a really great photograph for me? Because one of the things I've struggled with, particularly from a fine art standpoint, is that there's a lot of times where we think about work that needs to matter to the art world. So work that's going to survive time, it's going to hang in a gallery, it's going to hang in a museum, people are going to talk about it. After we're dead, we're going to be seen as valuable and important photographers. But I don't actually think that's really what matters in photography, and I really don't think that's what matters in the creation of art. I think that a lot of times what really matters is that self-satisfaction that comes from the creating of something that materially matters to the artist. So that really got me thinking about the kind of the big question of, what do you do for love in your own art? Because as I look back at a lot of photographs I've taken over the years, a lot of them I really just didn't care that much for. And I think it's because I was out there attempting to create something that I thought was going to be important, when really what I needed to be doing was focusing on photographing something that I loved, something that really resonated with me. So when I look back at some of my own work, I think my photographs that matter the most probably are photographs of family, pets, friends. You know, they may not be the best photographs ever, but they're of things that I love. And what I really need to start doing is thinking about what is that experience like of photographing something that I love and translating that into the broader type of work that I do. I think it's one of the reasons people who do a lot of really amazing, say, wedding photography do so well at it, is because for them, it's not just a job of creating wedding photographs. For them, it's a love of weddings. It's a love of that whole experience. It's a love of telling that story of that person's day. Similar to people who do portraiture work, you know, they have such an amazing connection to people. They love people. They love telling the story of somebody within their face. And so they really find a way to make a compelling creation and a relationship between themselves and the subject matter that really comes through the portrait. And when it doesn't work, you know, you can see that as well. So when you're like looking at a set of portrait images, you can definitely see where somebody made a connection with one subject matter more than they did another in those portraits. So what I've really got to think about is, you know, what is it in my own work that I truly love to photograph? And then more importantly, what do I need to do to let go of that notion that what I have to do has to fit some mold of importance in a broader art community or in a broader commercial sense or something like that? Because I do think that even in a commercial space where you're beholden to work with an art director, come up with a photograph with a certain look for a certain product or for a certain identity for a corporation, you still have to love that work because it's still that relationship. You still have to find a way to make what your sense of being is meld with what the art director needs. And when it doesn't meld is when fundamentally the shoot falls apart and it doesn't come up with the kind of work that matters. So as you think about your own work and think about what really matters to you, you know, focusing on that kind of subject material. And I think what you find is that it's a lot easier to create photographs that have interesting compositions, interesting connections, better stories when it's something that you love. So for example, I have a wonderful Australian Shepherd. Her and I have this great relationship and I can photograph her and always get a photograph that I love. And it's because of my relationship with her. And I have a love for the environment and a love for the things in the world around me. And so I find it easier sometimes to photograph those components. The energy from a street. I love photographing the street photography because I love the energy from a bustling, busy street where I can find moments of silence and moments of serenity and calmness within that kind of hectic environment. And so I photograph that. Where I don't enjoy loud, chaotic photographs from street photography. So that's one of the ways I can kind of differentiate myself in that regard. So at the end of the day, I think what you have to do is really spend some time figuring out what you love in your life and that is what you should go out and photograph. And you have to let go, like I said, of the preconceived notion that this somehow has to fit in a defined mold of importance or acceptance by a broader community. My work has to matter. It needs to say something. When really what it needs to do is resonate within you, because at the end of the day, you're going to look back at your own photographs. And the photographs that really matter to you are the ones that are going to say something. A good friend of mine, Jacob Lucas, has a wonderful photographic eye, shoots a number of things and different things, bands, landscapes. And one of the things I really loved about one of Jacob's images is it's taken down from Cannon Beach. And he tells this great story of being able to share the moments of what it's like to be a photographer with his father. It's pretty clear in that photograph compared to some of his other images, that there was something going on around that. That photograph took on a gravity and it took on a weight. And I think it's from that experience he had with his dad on the beach and talking about what his life is like now as a photographer that really kind of resonated within that work. And so I think, you know, finding that space to give yourself a place to really create the experience of what it's like to be connected with work and love what you're doing can translate. So in Jacob's case, to be there with his dad at a beautiful location and take a photograph that and really became more of an interesting, complete story through the photograph is something we should all strive for. When I look back at my own work, I think there's a lot of times what I have is work that looks like me trying to make my photographs matter. And so I have this interesting but soulless photograph. What I mean by that is it's got some content, it's got proper framing, it's got all those kind of elements that would pull together for what a photograph should have. But at the end of the day, it just lacks any real connection. And I think that's because I really was attempting to make photographs that I thought should matter versus photographs that actually did matter to me. So one of the things I would encourage you to do is, you know, go back through your own work. And just like we've done in the past and come up with vocabulary words and things like that, is to go back through and find those photographs where you really feel like you have a love of the subject or a love of the experience at the time you took the photograph. And really focus in on what those photographs are. And then go out and replicate that type of shooting. So if it turns out what you really love is close-up work of flowers, go out and make close-up macro work of flowers. If what you love is shooting sports photography, go out and shoot more sports photography. And don't worry so much about, oh, is this going to be important work or is this work going to materially matter in 50 years? Because at the end of the day, we have to stand there in our own space and look in the mirror and see if we have any integrity about ourselves and about our work. And having work that really matters and resonates to us is something that really is going to drive forward the artistic side of who we are. And ultimately, as creative individuals, that matters more than the recognition. Even though we'd all like to have the recognition, we can't silence our inner art and our inner voice just because we want to have somebody else say something important about what we do. We ultimately have to say what we're doing matters to us. Because the creative process is challenging to do. And when you don't have your own voice going through and telling you to keep doing what you love and to keep pushing forward, no amount of external locus of control is going to influence you to keep working. You have to have that ability within yourself to say, I'm creating something that I love and I create something that matters to me, and allow that to really speak to your own inner sensibilities. So I hope I've given you something to think about just from the nature of, you know, photographing what you love and why that's so important to your own artistic voice. So I would encourage you to go out and really spend some time thinking about not just pushing the shutter button because you think there's something interesting there or because you think you're supposed to take the photograph, but really come home after a day or two of shooting and really have images that are just of things that you love. Whether that be the experience of shooting, whether it be the subject matter, whatever it is, but really try to come back with something that you love. And I think over a lifetime of shooting something that you love, you'd end up with a body of work that ultimately really mattered to the only person in thinking about how art should matter, and that would be to yourself. So good luck this week behind the camera. Don't forget you can tune into the podcast on iTunes, or you can find us at theperceptivephotographer.com, and have a great week.